The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 7, Nova Scotia.
Here on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the tardy HMS Crumpet, transporting unusual and defective cargo across the globe. Yes, before being press-ganged into hosting these shows on Huron City Radio, I had a life on the seven seas. And there was this time when we stopped off in Halifax, Nova Scotia, to return a shipment of unwanted poutine from Europe's restaurants. It was around 83, I believe. Now, as had often happened, our captain, Billy Rubin, did not have all the correct customs paperwork, and it became apparent that this would not be a quick fix. Tired of waiting, I wandered along the rugged coastline of Prince Edward Island and came across a monstrously large flock of white snow geese. The sun eked out some warmth, and I sat with them a while, and before long they became used to my presence. It occurred to me that these geese wouldn't be having to load and unload cargo in a few days' time before returning to a pokey, windowless, and rather pungent bunk room. Well, this set me to wondering, would I still be lugging the world's freight across the oceans at 66 or 76 or even older? Was this my only role in life? I knew I wanted more. The longer I remained with this carefree flock, the more I longed for such freedom. And as each day went by, the more they became accustomed to me and me to them. Before long, I'd even picked up some of their dialect and started to graze with them, taking a swim and partaking of foul-smelling algae. Soon I honked as they did and preened my non-existent feathers to such an extent that I believe they thought me one of them. But of course, I could not fly. As each day passed, my yearning to take to the air increased with such fervor that I began to run and flap my arms, imitating their movements, frantic, leaping in the air, but always failing, falling to the goose excrement-riddled earth with tears of frustration. Undeterred, I kept flapping, running alongside them as they took off, desperate to be one of them and take to the sky, free of my earthbound shackles, sailing above the ocean instead of upon it. And it was during one of my, quite frankly, ludicrous attempts to leave terra firma that I noticed many, many geese surrounding me. Why, it seemed like the whole flock ran beside me with their little webbed feet honking encouragement, and gradually I felt first one wing and then another until I was surrounded by wings, all of them lifting, supporting me, and then, in a moment that took my breath away quicker than an unexpected kick of the balls, my feet left the ground, and I took to the air. The cacophony of takeoff gave way to the soothing rhythm of wings moving at one with the wind. Oh, the majesty of being up there, the joy! Below me, the coastline appeared as a map, and the vessels on the water insignificant. After a half hour, we returned to land, the geese acting as if this was the most natural thing in the world, and me with a smile that tore my face in two. That was the first of many flights, each one going a little further and a little higher. All the time they encouraged me, and I pretended I did have wings, honking in unison, even defecating mid-flight goose style. Then one day, around the same time as I'd noticed the weather changing, the whole flock gathered. But this time, instead of taking off in a random group, they took up a formation, leaving a space for me. I took my place, and a heaviness fell upon me. Migration time had arrived. The geese were to set upon their annual incredulous feat of spanning half the globe, and they assumed my place was beside them. Tears came to me, for I knew, despite all the adventure, camaraderie, and the bond we'd formed, I could no more truly fly than they could poop golden eggs. At first I couldn't watch, but then, Sobbing unashamedly, I honked goodbye as they departed, taking to the sky like a magnificent flock of geese, filling the sky with aerial majesty and grace. And as the flying V disappeared into the purple evening, I left. And smelling of goose, I made my way back to the port of Halifax. It was of no surprise to me that the HMS Crumpet was still docked there, the captain having only just got permission to leave with barrels of low-grade maple syrup bound for the porridge of the Far East. He needed a pen to sign the contract, so plucked a pure white feather stuck in my collar, dipped it in syrup, and we were off. But I held not the same despair at a lifetime of loading and unloading, for thanks to the geese, I could now contemplate other ways to be, other parts to play in a man's life, if only for a short time. This is Tom Babajowski bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams, with an additional soundscape from Justin Dean, and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.